Our own Richard Winham has been talking to a few people about how the coronavirus has affected their lives and how to help.
Restaurant servers and bartenders are among the population most affected by a change in the economy. To that end, Don Sayers and Daniel Ryan have created an online relief fund where people wanting to help the hundreds of restaurant servers and bartenders in Chattanooga displaced by the virus may give them a tip.
You're actually paying a bartender or a service industry worker directly. We don't handle any of the money, anything like that. You're given randomly a person that is right now out of a job, and you tip them directly on Venmo or Cash App. So we started this last Tuesday. I started doing a little bit of coding. I reached out to Daniel, who's a really incredible developer, and then some help from Jen Gregory, the Chattanooga Beverage Alliance, and Galen Riley, who does Pride Razor, so he's really, really good at community organizing and thinking through how to make this easy for everybody to use.
We were talking 8 days ago that you started this.
Yep, 8 days ago.
That's 50 people, I think?
Yeah, so the first day it was 50, 60 people, something like that. We are at, sorry, these numbers change so quickly. We're at 35,000 people signed up across the nation in different cities, and there's about 55,000 tips that we have been able to track. And we can't track them directly. We don't know how much money. We're just tracking button presses at this point.
Are you connecting people in individual cities to servers and bartenders who live in their city?
Yeah, so we have gotten somewhere around 150 people to administrate and look over around, I believe we're at 60 plus cities right now all over the nation. Some of them super small with 20, 30 people, and then some of them fairly large with upwards of 3,000 people plus.
So the servers and the bartenders register with you?
Yeah, they register right on the site. We vet for duplicates and a couple of other things the local administrators go through. Make certain that there's nobody signing up that shouldn't be signed up to it, and you're given, as a user or somebody that wants to tip or help somebody out, you're given just a random person in your local city.
Gotcha. So how many people are we talking about in Chattanooga? Do you have any sense of that?
Sure. In Chattanooga, we have about 2,355 people as of about 5 minutes ago.
That's a staggering number.
It is staggering, and it's easy to get excited about these numbers growing, but something to keep in mind that some people kind of forget about now and again, these are numbers of people that actually need help. So bragging about these numbers is not something I like to do, but it is amazing how many people have kind of gotten onto the system asking for help, and it's a really simple way to receive help from local community members.
And thinking about it, you know, the edict came down that all of the bars and restaurants in town had to close. And even if we're talking 10 people working in a given restaurant, and I'm sure it's probably a lot higher than that, you can see how those numbers would mount up really quickly.
Oh, yeah. And, you know, the service industry, it's not something people really think about very often, is a very big proportion of the workforce in America. So I think the number I was given is somewhere around 10 to 15% in most communities of employed people work in the service industry for mostly tips. There's a lot of people without a job. It's very difficult to get unemployment when you're a tipped worker because you don't have full proof of full salary or an hourly work. A lot of these people are normally paid to something an hour at their job, so they rely very heavily on these tips.
If a server or bartender who's become unemployed should apply for unemployment, the unemployment people are going to base what they give them on that $2 an hour figure?
It depends on person to person. It depends on the restaurant and how they claim tips and all that sort of stuff. But it is very difficult because when you claim tips, you know, a lot of those things come out in cash at the end of the night. Sometimes they're given in checks at different places. Being a, practically for the tip part of it, a 1099 employee, as of right now, even for myself, if I were out of a job, I work for myself and mostly get 1099s, it would be very difficult for me to get unemployment because I don't have a steady and normal source of income. I know that most of the bars here are going to be closed since last week for by order from the city, at least for at least a month. And it maybe around 2 by the time this is over. There's going to be a lot of not only people losing their jobs now because the bars are closed or the restaurants are closed, but a lot of these restaurants and bars are going to probably close down. So that's something to think about in our community and all around the nation, because this is a pretty big deal. I mean, losing even 10% of the restaurant industry will be a pretty big hit on employment all across the nation, and it's looking to possibly be even higher. There's a lot of bars and restaurants that they may think right now that they can last being closed for 2 months or something like that, but there's so many unknown things about, you know, how much it's going to cost to then reopen, the time that it's going to take for them to reemploy people and for cities to renew fire code things and, you know, everything else as things are progressing. If it's 2 months, there's a lot of people that need fire inspections, health code inspections, and all that stuff before they can open. So it's going to be even weeks longer for those people to even get to the point where they can open.
So again, if somebody wants to help and make a donation effectively to a server or bartender through the Server Hospitality Relief Fund, could you give us the place that we can find it online?
Yeah, they can go to serviceindustry.tips, and you can find your local city. Ours is Chattanooga, of course, and you can go in. You'll get a random person. Give them a couple bucks the next time you open a beer or pour yourself a glass of whiskey or something. I promise you, you're going to make somebody's day. This is a great morale boost for people, and I've heard from hundreds of bartenders were getting messages left and right that they were having a pretty bad day. Got even a couple bucks all the way up to, I think somebody got around $50. And it really turned their day around and kind of made them know that people are out there looking out for them and thinking about them.
Yeah, I can imagine. Well, thank you, Don. And on behalf of everybody, much appreciation to you for what you and Daniel have done.
Yeah, thank you, guys. And remember, everybody, don't forget to tip your bartenders.
Be well.
Thank you.
To make a donation to the Servers and Bartenders Relief Fund, go to serviceindustry.tips. Serviceindustry.tips.